there are people who don't live and learn from Basra, but this Tosfos everybody knows. Kaifan is Rabba. Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. It's a famous Tosfos. It appears in other Masechtos as well. The Mishnah Gittin quotes this Machlekes between Bishilah and Beishamai. Originally, Bishilah disagreed with Beishamai. Then they reversed their psak and they gave in to the Beishamai. Yeah, what's the Shaila? Chatzi Eved v'chatzi Ben Chorin. So he's stuck. There's an Isser, according to Rashi and Tosfos. This is an Isser der Isser. The Pasuk and Chumash Dvarim reads, Lo yeh kodesh b'mnei Yisrael, lo yeh kodesh b'mnei Yisrael. So the Targum Onkelos writes, Lo yeh kodesh, if a Jewish man lives with a Shifcha Knainis, Kiddush Ananat Tovsin, but that's an Isser's Nus, so that's an Isser der Isser. Lo yeh kodesh goes, if the Jewish girl will live with an Eved Kenayni, so and Kiddush and Tovsin. So that's an Issa Kedesha. That's what the Targum Onkelos learns, and Rashi and Tosfos assume that that's a real Issa Deraisa. That's a simple reading of the Gemara in the end of Temurit, that it's a special heter, and Eved Ibri is Mutta B'Shiv Chanayinus, a special heter. We discussed, according to the Ramban, the fact that there's a special heter is an indication that there's a Kenyan Issa when you have an Eved Ibri. Not only is there a Kenyan Issa, but you have a Kenayni. The fact that he's Mutta B'Shiv Chagnainis indicates that there's a Kenyan Issa by Yevid Ivri as well. And Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos holds on, there's no Kenyan Issa. Tosfos explains why there's no Issa. Right? The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam says that the Issa Shiv Chagnainis, is only Midirabbanan in Hilchas Yisuri Bia. And he says, Bahi Oben Zeh Kalbi Anecha, you shouldn't think lightly of this Issa. Shari Unkelus Hager, Tirgim Unkelus put it into his translation of Chumash as if it is a Din Deraisa. The Rambam thinks Unkelus didn't mean to say that it's an Issa Deraisa. It's only as an Asmachta. And Rashi and Tosfos assume, not so, Rashi and Tosfos assume that Unkelus always writes Pshuto Shel Mikra. He doesn't write Dinim Derabban. So that's what Tosfos is assuming, that you're dealing with the real Issa Deraisa over here. So if the fellow is a chatz yevid, yesterday we discussed how can such an animal exist, how can there be a chatz yevid v'chatz mechorin? That's another discussion in the Gemara and Gittin. Machlekes HaTanaim, whether a person can be mishachar chatz yavdo, is anything chal? So we pass, it's not chal. How do you have a chatz yevid v'chatz mechorin? Mar said, the only way it's possible if you had an ebed shel shnei shutfim. One shutfim was mishachar all that he owns. It turns out he's only mishachar yet, but that's the full bailus that he has in the ebed. So that's lo shir b'kinyon. He didn't leave over anything for himself. He was mishachar all that he owned. So then we paskan the shichar is chal. So then the eved is stuck. He's a chatz eved, a chatz ben chorin. So because he's a chatz eved, he's not allowed to marry a Yisraelis. Because he's a chatz ben chorin, so he's not allowed to marry shivcha knainis. So he's stuck. So he can't marry anybody. He can't have any children. And there's a very important mitzvah. All the mitzvahs are important, but some are really considered more important than other mitzvah rabba. So the mitzvah piruvia is considered a more important mitzvah than many others. Why? Because of that pasuk in Yeshaya that the Beis Shammai quoted, and the Mishnah Gittin Lo Tov Bara Lo Shevis Yitzchak Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world that people should have children and they should populate the world. That was a taklas habriyah. We usually refer to this as the mitzvah midiri kabbalah of Shevis. Peru Revu is a mitzvah nechumish, and Shevis is a mitzvah midiri kabbalah. What do you need Shevis if you have Peru Revu? So Tosfos has a little bit over here. Tosfos has part of the stories over here. Part is in Chagiga and Gittin, other mesichtes Tosfos. Are women mechuyev in the mitzvah Peru Revu? So Tosfos quotes that Zetzamachloike Satanoim in the Mishnah in the end of Perek HaBoal Yevimtoi. To get the whole picture, you have to learn 5-6 different Mesichtas. There's a Mishnah here and a line there, and a Tosfos here. You have to learn a whole bunch of Mesichtas. It's not in one place. So there's a Mishnah in the end of Perek HaBoal Yevimtoi has a whole discussion of Piri Berivyam. So there's a Machloike, is there Bisham himself, how many children they have to have in order to fulfill the mitzvah Piri Berivyam? So we paskin like Beis Hillel as presented in the Mishnah. There are different versions of what Beis Hillel is. We paskin like Beis Hillel, you have to have a son and a daughter who are able themselves to have children. And then the Gemara has a machlokes. What if a couple got married and they had a son and a daughter, and the children died, before they had their own children. If they already had raised their own, they had their own family, and then they died. So the person was Yotzei Piri Rebbe. He had children who had their own children. But if the children died before they had the chance to have their own children, then there's a machlokes in the Gemara. We pass from that you're not Yotzei Piri Rebbe. The first opinion that you are Yotzei Piri Rebbe has a whole different understanding of what Piri Rebbe is all about, the Gemara said. The obligation of Piri Rebbe is obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Lubavitch. So Lubavitch and Mitzvah. To hasten the coming of Mashiach. And the Gemara says, we have a tradition, Ein Ben David Bo, Mashiach is called Ben David, Ein Ben David Bo, Ach Yichlu Kol Neshama Sheba Guf. Guf is a chamber in heaven where all the Jewish Neshamas are. Whenever another Jewish baby is born, another soul comes down from this chamber in heaven, Guf. And all the Neshamas will be brought into the world, then Mashiach will come. So that's the Mitzvah of Piri Rebbe. Kodem Atentar, the Mitzvah of Piri Rebbe applied even to the non-Jews as well. The Gemara says in the Sanhedrin. So that's not for the purpose of hastening the coming of Mashiach. That's Puruvu Milus Oris V'chibshua, just to populate the world. After Matan Torah, so the Gemara says, this Puruvu is a mitzvah shenemra kodem Matan Torah v'nishna, said Matan Torah. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, a mitzvah shen, there's only one. Puruvu was nemra v'nishna. So nemra v'nishna is, so kodem Matan Torah applied to all the people in the world, and after Matan Torah it only applies to the Bnei Yisrael, no longer applies to the Yom HaSoyim. So we assume not only doesn't any longer apply to the Masala, the whole nature of the mitzvah changed. The nature of the mitzvah used to be Puruvu Milasorz V'chibshua, like it says in Bereshis. And after Matan Torah, it's the whole nature of the mitzvah is different. So what is the nature of the mitzvah? So the first opinion in the Gemara was, if the children die, the parents are still Yotzei Piri Rebbe, the mitzvah, the nature of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Every time another baby is born, the neshama comes down from this chamber in heaven, Guf, and then this will hasten the coming of Mashiach. And even if the child dies, doesn't matter. But that shita is rejected. We paskin if the children die before they have their own children, you're not yotzei. So what is the nature of the mitzvah? So the pashtus is, after matur, the nature of the mitzvah is to transmit Yiddishkeit to the next generation. The pashtus is like that. The Gemara has a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Tosis refers to it. It's at the end of Perak Avoya Vimtoi, and it's at the end of Bechoris as well. Perak Yesh Bechor. The Gemara has Machlekes. What if a Nochri had children, had a son and a daughter, Bin Nochri Yuso, and then he converts? So Bin Nochri Yuso, he wasn't obligated to fulfill. Efnam Atan Torah, we're talking Efnam Atan Torah. No longer obligated to the mitzvah of Piru Rivian. So he had children, he had a son and a daughter, and then the Nochri converts. Is he Yotzei with the Goyish children that he had Ben Nochri Yuso? Or does he have to get married now again and have children? So that's a machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish. I would have said like Reish Lakish, Gershon has got cotton shenar ledomi, you're not related to the children anymore. So they're not your children, so you're not Yotzei. But they didn't ask for my opinion. That you are Yotzei Piri Rebbe with the Goyish children. Why don't you say Katan Shenar Ledomi? That's a big question. The Mefarshim on the Gemara break the heads. Why does Rabbi Yochanan disagree with Reish Lakish? So that Gemara says the whole Machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish is only if it's a Nochri and his Geyer. Because the Nochri has a son and a daughter, the children are Mesiachis after him. So then I can say, like Rabbi Yechanan, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, Hoyol Abanim and Acha Yusim, and this guy here is Yotzei Piri Rebbe. But what if he was an Eved Kenayni, and he was living with the Shivcha Kenayni, and Eved Kenayni ain't lo yachas. Eved Kenayni, the children are not Mesiachas after him. So therefore, if Hoyol Abanim be also Eved, and then Nishtachrer, so even Rabbi Yechanan will agree to Reish Lakish that and not Yotzei Piri Rebbe, because the children were never Mesiachas after him. It was never related to them because they never gained lo yachas. That's you learn up in the pasuk. Shvul chaim toy machamor amadoy malachamor. They never gained lo yachas. Tosis quotes that over here. That's the first line in the Tosis. Lisa shivchein yochol. Baba gav dama beper kavoy yavim te yivomus. The hakol moedim beevid. The makalitz of yechon reish lokish only applies by nachrish and his god. Baba yavish and his god. They all agree. She ain't lo chayis. Ain't lo yachas. Yachas chayis. Same thing. Look here, Piri Rebbe. So what does the Gemara say over here? B'shamay say in the Mishnah, this is Shichein Yochol, because of the Tzad Ben Chorin. And if he could marry a shivcha, he won't be yotze piriribya if he marries a shivcha. So Tosfos says he won't be yotze piriribya, but he'll be yotze shevis. Tosfos calls shevis koldehu. Tosfos made up a new term, shevis koldehu. They say there are three mitzvahs. There's piriribya and there's shevis, and then there's shevis koldehu. So Tosfos claims, when the Gemara says there in Yevamos that Eved ein lo yachas, therefore the Eved is not yotze with the children that he had before, because it was never, they were never misyachas after him. So Tosfos says, not only is he not yotze piriribya, he's not yotze shevis either. They claim it's what the dings are. They say ki demashmahasam. Does say ki mefurish? Tosfos says ki demashmahasam that shevis tole b'piriribya. One opinion in the Gemara, not everybody agrees to that. Tosfos says it's mashma there that everybody agrees. It's not muskam like that. So Tosfos says, what would it help? Lisa shivchen yochal. And if the eved chatzi eved v'chatzi mechon can marry a shivcha, but he won't be yotze piriribya, and he won't even be yotze shevis either. The mitzvah medirik abon. So Tosfos says, but it'll be yotze shevis koldehu. So they wouldn't be koy for the odom to be meshacher if the chatzi eved v'chatzi mechon would have been able to live with a shivcha and be yotze. What Tosfos invents a new term, shevis koldehu, a mitzvah kiyum, a partial kiyum, a mitzvah shevis. They wouldn't be kai for the other. But he can't even live with a shivcha. He can't even have a Shabbos koldehu yet. On the first page, you look at Eben Ezra, on the first page, it starts with the mitzvah of piri v'ribya. Everyone has to get married and then have children. So then it says, we paskin like the Tana in the Mishnah and Yevamos, the end of Perek HaBoyim, that women are not mechuyev in piri v'ribya. So there's a stir and tosis between the tosis in Chagiga and the tosis in Gittin, where the women are mechuyev in the mitzvah of Shevis. If you say that women are mechuyev in Shevis, so what did you gain by saying that women are potter from piriribya? They have to have children anyway because of Shevis. So what is the machlekes hatanoim? So the Mefarshim on Shulchan Aruch explain. Shlomo Kluger has a tshuva about this. Shlomo Kluger had a grandson who was named after him, Shlomo Kluger. Apparently he died before that grandson was born. So that grandson had access to many, many tshuvas of his grandfather. He wrote a lot of tshuvas. So Shlomo Kluger usually wrote very long tshuvas. So the grandson abridged over 1,000 tshuvas and put it in one little volume. Ha'elef l'cho Shlomo has over 1,000 tshuvas in one little sefer. He took out the one or two paragraphs that are the most crucial in over 1,000 tshuvas. Instead of having five pages, he has one or two paragraphs that he can squeeze in. Over 1,000 tshuvas in one sentence. So one of the tshuvas is about this. What's the difference between Shevis and Piri v'Ribya? So he says, like some of the farshim on the side of the page in the big Shulchan Aruch say, Piri v'Ribya we pass like Bisil, you have to have a son and a daughter. Like the Rabban Shalom created the world, he created Adam and Chava, so you have to have a son and a daughter. Ketchilos and Shalom. Moshe Rabbeinu had two sons, and then Pirish Menu Isha. So Bishama said, Bishalom, after Moshe Rabbeinu. He had two sons and he was Pirish, but if he was Yotze Piri v'Ribya, and we Paskan Moshe Rabbeinu was not Yotze Piri v'Ribya. We learn that from Tchilos and Shalom. As Baruch Hashem created the world under Machava, so you have to have a son and a daughter. So that's for the mitzvah of Piri v'Ribya, but for the purpose of the mitzvah of Shevis, that if you have one child, that's good enough. So let's say a girl doesn't want to get married, or she wants to marry a man who is unable to have any children, or she wants to practice birth control, the whole marriage, she doesn't want to have any children. Is that permissible if a girl does? So if she's psychologically not fit to be a mother, okay, so don't ruin a child. So don't give birth to any children. But we're talking, let's say, she seems to be normal. She just doesn't want to have any children. She doesn't want to ruin her figure, whatever. So does he have the choice to say that? So according to one, that's 2 days in Tosfos, where the women are mechuyev in Shevis. Well, let's say she had one child from a previous marriage. Now she wants to marry a man who already has children, who is unable to have any children. So then we say women are not mechuyev in Piri v'Ribya. They're only maximum the mechuyev in Shevis, 2 days in Tosfos. And she was yotze Shevis with the one child that she had. So she's not mechuyev to have more children. So that's the difference between Piri v'Ribya and Shevis. So we say it again, nochamal. At the time of Matan Torah, the mitzvah of Piri v'Ribya changed. Kode Matan Torah, the Ummah Sohlam were also mechuyev. And after Matan Torah, only the Jews are mechuyev. So according to the first opinion of Gemara, we don't paskin like, even if the children die, the parents are yotze Piri v'Ribya, because the nature of the mitzvah is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. And every baby, every Jewish baby that's born, will bring Mashiach earlier. Hashiach lekon em b'David ba, Hashiach lekon nasham b'sheh b'aguf. But we don't accept that shita. Do we hold that there's a mitzvah to hasten the coming of Mashiach? We have an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. And if we do, what can you do? I don't control Mashiach. So if I do control Mashiach, every baby that's born, I hasten the coming of Mashiach. So maybe everyone agrees they should have more babies in order to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Yeah. What else can you do? That's one thing to do, to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Have more babies. Have more than a baby girl, a boy and a baby girl. Have more babies. If it's within reason, have more. What else can you do to hasten the coming of Mashiach? So the Rambam writes, Rambam wrote Igeres Teiman. There was a Meshuggah in Teiman who claimed that he was the Melech HaMashiach. And they sent a letter from Teiman to the Rambam, who lived in Egypt at the time. Does he think that the guy is Mashiach? So he psychoanalyzed him long distance. I'm sure he would lose his license if they would find out that he didn't have a license, but... You can't psychoanalyze people if you don't have them in front of you. So the Rambam says, the man is a Meshuggah, don't listen to anything that he says. He's crazy, he's not Mashiach. And he talks a lot about how do you know whether the person is Mashiach. So he has a lot, what he writes in the last two Prokim and the Rambam, in the Mishnah Torah, he talks about Mashiach. He doesn't have any contradictions. Some of the things he has more in the Geras Teiman that he doesn't write in the Yad HaChazakeh, and something has the Yad HaChazakeh that he doesn't have in the Geras Teiman. Then he has a lot of things he has in both places. They have to put everything together to get the picture of what's going to be when Mashiach comes. So the Rambam writes there in the Geras Teiman, we all have an obligation to hasten the coming of Mashiach. What can you do? So he doesn't write this, to have more babies, to have more than a son and a daughter, that'll hasten the coming of Mashiach. Rambam says, we can pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we do every day. We should pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should bring Mashiach. That's the bracha nishmanes. That's tamar tovet abducha meheres atzmiach. Please hasten the coming of Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. That's what we all say in the shmanes. That's tamar tovet abducha meheres atzmiach. Please bring Mashiach quickly. So that's our hishtadlus to hasten the coming of Mashiach. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's like the mitzvah of bika cholim. The sugya bika cholim is a maseches nedarim. Mishnah has, in the days of the Tanoim, people that got angry at each other used to take an eder not to get hanor from someone else and not to give hanor to someone else. So they had to stay apart from each other. So the Mishnah discusses a person is mudah hanor mechavera, is he allowed to be mevakeh chel, is he allowed to visit him or not? He's giving him hanor. So Gemara has a whole sugya there about bika chel. So the Gemara gives you what's the definition of the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim is to heal the patient. So the Gemara says Rabbi Akiva had thousands of students, and apparently he took attendance every day, not like some other people that I know. And he noticed that there was a student who didn't show up a few days in a row. So he asked, where is so-and-so? He knew the names of the students, and he knew that student Pliny didn't show up a couple of days. So he asked, where is he? They said, he's sick in the dormitory. So he went to the dormitory. He said, of course he's sick. So he opened the window. He got fresh air. He cleaned the dirt on the windowsill and the room. He changed his sheet. And he told him to change his pajamas. And he gave him healthy food. He gave medication. So he healed him. The mitzvah bikur cholim is to heal the patient. The shaila is today, that if the fellow's sick, so he spoke to the doctor. And the doctor gave him a prescription and they picked it up already. So the one who's going to be mevakeh chayla, there's nothing left for us to do. The nurses are washing the pajamas and the sheets, and the nurses are cleaning the room. What's left for the one to be mevakeh chayla? So you cheer up the chayla. We know that if the chayla is in a better mood, he'll recover faster than if he's in a miserable mood. So you have to cheer him up, crack some jokes, or give him a gift or something. If you cheer him up, he'll get better faster. And you have to offer a prayer. The Rambam in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Bikur Cholim quotes the Ramban on the Dorim. Ramban says, if you visit a cholim and you didn't offer a prayer, you didn't do the maximum in your power to see to it that he gets better. And he says, if you didn't do the maximum to make the patient get better, you're not yet said Pirei B'Rivya. How does he know that the tefillah is ma'akev? So the Ramban says, because the Gemara says, we spoke about it, no? Gemara says, you shouldn't be mevakeh chayla the first 3 hours in the day because he slept all night in the hospital, they don't let you sleep. at home, let's say. Hospitals, they wake you up all the time. So if a person was, he slept all night, and I'm going to be in Bakachel the first 3 hours of the day, the patient is going to look healthy. I probably will not offer a tefillah. He doesn't seem to be sick. Then the Gemara says, you shouldn't be Mevakachel the last 3 hours of the day, because he'll look half dead. He's exhausted from a whole day, people visiting him. And I won't offer a prayer. It looked like he's half dead. He's a goner. I'm not going to offer a tefillah. That's the Gemara. Once a nudna came to be Mevakachela by Rabbi Elbala Soloveitchik. So he kept on giving him hints that he should please leave. The guy didn't pick up on the hints. So finally he gave him a bigger hint and he left. So he said he always wondered, what's the minimum amount of time that you have to be Mevakachela in order to be Yotze? 1 minute, 5 minutes, an hour, how long? So the Gemara says, you're not Mevakachela the first 3 hours of the day, the last 3 hours of the day. The day has 12 hours, from 6 in the morning to 6 at night. So the first 3 hours, the last 3 hours, you don't visit, you only left with 6 hours. Then the Gemara says, you're Mevakachela, afilo me'er pamim bayom, even 100 times in the same day. So if you only have 6 hours and every hour has 60 minutes, so it's 360 minutes. So you divide by 100. So you see that 3.6 minutes. You're yotze b'kachel. If you can visit 100 times a day, you see you're yotze b'kachel. So the guy finally took the hint and he left. Sometimes people come to be Mevakachel, they don't let the guy live. Sometimes people come to be Menachem Avol. They don't let the Avelim live. They hack, they talk so much. The Avol doesn't want to listen to such story. That's why the thing is, when you go be Menachem Avol, you're not allowed to start a conversation. Maybe the Avol is not in the mood to carry on a conversation. You have to wait to see if the Avol starts a conversation, then you can continue. But a lot of people violate that thing. So that's the Gemara that the Ramban says, what's so bad if he comes the first 3 hours, unless he does that he may not offer a tefillah? So he didn't offer a tefillah, so what? He's Yotze Bikachelim anyway. So he said, you see from the Gemara that if you don't do the maximum in your power to heal the patient, then you're not Yotze Bikachelim. And the maximum is to offer a tefillah. We don't contract Kodesh Baruch Hu's Rav, you call Basim Afli Lassos. So you have to offer a tefillah. So the Ramban writes the same as the Ramban wrote when he gave the Bikachelim. The Ramban writes regarding hastening the coming of Mashiach. He says, we don't paskin like that opinion in the Gemara, that even if the children die, you yotze piriviriviyah. Well, we do agree with that opinion, in principle, that there is a chiyuv to hasten the coming of Mashiach. What can you do? The one thing to do is have more children, have more babies than two. And another thing you can do is to daven every day for the coming of Mashiach. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control. So just like by the Bikur Cholim, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to hasten the Rufo Shleim, so we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Mashiach. So getting back again, so Tosfos here asked Akasha, the Tosfos, the Mamaschek Kof and his Rabbi. They ask, the Akasha is based on the Gemara in Yevamos. The Mishnah Yevamos says that, the Gemara explains the Mishnah, Min HaTorah, I had a brother who was married and he died and he left no children. My brother was a character and he married a Mamzeres. So the din is kiddush and atovsin b'mazeres. Doesn't mean that b'di'evet, if you married a mamzeres, you can live with her. It means you have to give her a get. You're not allowed to live with her. Every time you have tashmish, it will be an isa. But if you marry an esh yeshiva, you marry a sister, there's no need to give a get. Ain't kiddush and atovsin b'chayvi krisa. But if you marry a mamzeres, a dekoy marries a grusha, so the din is a kiddush and atovsin, and you have to give a get. Doesn't mean that b'di'evet, it's mutter. It's not that it's also l'chatchil b'di'evet, it's also. But you need a get. So the Mishnah has the din. My brother's a character. He married a mamzeres and he died. So the din is a men haTorah. I'm chayiv to do yibum, but you're only allowed to do a biur rishayna. Why is biur rishayna mutter? Because esed decha lo sese yivam ayavo eleho is decha lo sese of marrying a mamzeres. And with the rabbanon they prohibited it, and he said you're not allowed to do yibum. You have to do chalitza. Why? Why did they prohibit with the rabbanon gzeir biur rishayna or to biur shnei? Because the essay of the Yavama Yav Aleha is fulfilled at the time of the Bir Rishayna. And there's no heter to do Bir Shnir. And if you'll allow the man to do Yibam and the Mamzeres, he'll probably do a Bir Shnir also. So the Gzera Bir Rishayna or Bir Shnir are not allowed. So that's what Tosfos got this Einfall. Why do we say that the Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Mecharon is stuck and he can't marry anyone? Why don't you say Esed Deichaloy Sese, the Esed of Pir Berivya should be doicha the lois essay of lo yeh kodesh lo siyeh kadesha. The isa deraisa, the Tosfos hold that it's an isa deraisa to live with a You know, it's interesting. It's interesting. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Ishus, the Rambam quotes the din, Loisiya Kadesha. The Yakodesh Loisiya Kadesha. So the Rambam says, Pana Habo'al Apnuya, if a single boy has an affair with a single girl, that there's an Isser of Loisiya Kadesha. The Rambam so the Raibid disagrees, and he thinks, he says that there's no love. From the Raibid, it sounds like there is an Isser, but it's not a love, it's an Isser Aseh. That's how Rav Soloveitchik said, that's how the Achronim on the Rambam, they say like that. Because the Raibid writes, there's no Isser love, sounds like there is an Isser Aseh. What's the Isser Aseh? Kika chishisha ubali, you have to first be married, and then it's mutter to live with the girl. So it's only an Isser Aseh, not an Isser love. The Rambam also agrees that the full Isser of Lasiya Kadesha is only if the girl is a prostitute. If the girl is a prostitute and she's doing it Derech Znus. Well, let's say the girl has a boyfriend. One year she has one boyfriend, she lives with him, next year she has another boyfriend. So then the Raivit says that there's no love. The Rambam holds that there's a love, but he said there's no Malkus. The Rambam writes Beferish. In Hilchas Naira Besula, when he talks about Oynes and Mefata, so he says, Oynes and Mefata, he's Ma'anes and Mefata, a single girl. So if there's Malkus, it should become Lebe the Rabbinai. So why do you have to pay Oynes and Mefata money? He violated the law of La'iya Kodesh for La'iya Kadesha. The Rambam says, Allah Paneh Abol Apnuya. So there should be Malkus, and the Malkus should pata from paying the Knas. So the Rambam says there's only Malkus and she's Mufkeris and Mizumenis Liznus. That's the La Bishle Musa. The Rambam says, Pana Habol Apnuya, there's a La. It's not the full, it's like a Chotzishir of the La. And the Rabbi holds there's no La at all. The Rabbi holds only an Isarese of Kika Chishisha Bola. The La is only she's Mufkeris and Mizumenis Liznus. So it's interesting, whenever a Jewish girl is going to live with a Rebbe Knaini, or a Jewish man is going to live with a Shivcha Knainis, there's also Enki Dushan Tovsin. So why does the Rambam say that it's only the Rabbanan? If you live with the Issa Eved, the Issa Shivcha is only the Rabbanan, it should be the same as Pana Habol Apnuya, that the Rambam says that there's a love. So apparently the Rambam thinks that Pana Habol Apnuya, they had an opportunity to have Kiddushin. And they didn't bother to. They could have gotten married. And they decided they don't want to. They don't want to bother to get married. So then the Rambam said, that's a lav. That's an Issa deraisa, Lasiya Kadesha. But by the Eved and the Shivcha, Sen Kiddushin Tovsin, they didn't have an option to be Mekadesh. So the Rambam says, because they didn't have an option to be Mekadesh, so therefore it's only Midirabon. That's not an Issa deraisa. And other Rishonim seem to hold just the reverse. The Ravid. Ravid says, if the girl is not Mufkeris and Mizemenis Liznus, then he says, there's no love. There's an Isser Esse. Kika Chishisha Boli, you have to first get married. But if she's not Mufkeris and Mizemenis Liznus, then there's no love of Latsiya Kadosha. When is the love? The love is only by an Eved and a Shivcha. So the Rambam and the Ravid are opposites from each other. The Ravid holds the love, Latsiya Kadosha, Liyakot is only when it's impossible to have Kiddushin. But if it's Pana Abol Apnuya, they could have had Kiddushin, they just didn't bother to, then it's only an Isser Esek, then there's no Isser Lav. And the Rambam holds just the Rav Esek. When they could have had Kiddushin, they didn't bother to, then that's included, and Pana Abol Apnuya is included in the Lav of Lasiya Kadesha. The Lav Bishle Musa, according to the Rambam, is only Mufkerisum, is a menace Liznus. That's when you get Malkus. But if it's Pana Abol Apnuya, it's like a Chotzishir of the Lav. It's not the full Isser of the Lav. But by a Shivcha and Eved, where they couldn't have had Kiddushin even if they tried, there, the Rambam holds there's no love. That's only this is the Rambam. The Rambam and the Raibit are opposites from each other. So Leji pointed out, they're opposites. So this Tosfos Kasha, why are we Koifa? Why did Bisulam and Bishamai, they both agreed at the end. But Koifa the Yodon to free the Chatzi Eved, that it should be a Ben Chorin. And Kosev Lo Shtar Al Chatzi Domov, and he writes, I owe you a quarter $1 million. If he was worth $500,000 and he's a Chatzi Ben Chorin, he has to pay. When the Ordon frees him, he has to pay him. He owes him a quarter $1 million because he freed him. So why do you take that route? Why don't you, the way things are right now, say, Eser Dechalois Eser, Tosis got their kasha for that Gemara and Yevamos. So what is Tosis' answer? Interesting. does give a few answers. So the first answer they give is that Esed Echalei Sesei, we saw yesterday, only B'idnan, the first line of Tosfos. That's the Gemara Shabbos and Perek Ablezer the Mila. You only say Esed Echalei Sesei if the same time that you're violating the law, you're in fulfillment of the mitzvah. But if I violate the law first in order to lead up to the Kiyum mitzvah later, then it's not B'idnan, then you don't apply Esed Echalei Sesei. So that's what Tosfos says here. You violate the law by Tchilas Bia. That's called Ha'arov. Tchilas Bia is already a law, but the Tchilas Bia is not right to have children. She's not going to become pregnant with the Tchilas Bia. So she can only become pregnant if you do a Gemar Bia. So the mitzvah, Pir B'Rivia, you're only Yotze later when you have the Gemar Bia. So we mentioned yesterday, that's what we left off yesterday. We mentioned yesterday, Menchas Chinuch was bothered with Akasha. What do you mean when you do the Gemar Bia, you're Yotze the mitzvah? Even if you have children and they die, you're not Yotze the mitzvah. So you're not Yotze the mitzvah just by doing Gemar Bia. The children have to be born and they have to be B'nai Kayama, and they have to be alive later on. So how does Tyson say that he Yotze the mitzvah with the Gemar Bia? That's the Menchas Chinuch Kash. So I remember Rav Soloveitchik said, when we learned this thesis, he said, I just saw the other day that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has the same on his safe. He has comments on every Rashi and Tosis in Bava Basra. Every Yomak he has comments. So on this line of Tosis, most of the comments don't correspond living and dead to anything that we discussed. But this one is interesting. This is what Rav Soloveitchik said like this. Totally different style of learning. He learned in Slobodkin, and Gansen a different style. So on this, he doesn't quote the Menachas Chinuch, but on this Menachas Chinuch Kasha, so he says the answer is the Maisa HaMitzvah that the person has to do is the Gemar Bia. Then the rest happens by itself. Because a woman will become pregnant, we hope, and then she'll give birth to a baby, and we hope the baby will survive and get married, have his own baby, have his own children. But the Maisa HaMitzvah is when you make the Gemar Bia. So you say, Esed Echalei Sesei. If you have a Maisa HaMitzvah, even though the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not now. By Yibum, she doesn't have to have the baby. If you do Tchilas Bia, you don't even have to make her pregnant. If you just do Tchilas Bia, you're ready in fulfillment of the mitzvah. The Bia is not only the Maisa HaMitzvah, it's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So Bemis, it's a little questionable. How did Tosfos know that Esed Echalei Sesei should apply here at all? Maybe only say Esed Echalei Sesei if it's B'idna, the same time you're doing the Aveira, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. But over here, even at the time of the Gemar Bia, that's only the Maisa mitzvah. There's no Kima mitzvah until the baby is born later and he has to live on until he has his own children. So that's a chiddush in Tosfos, that if you have a Maisa mitzvah, even though the Kiyum mitzvah is going to be way later, it's going to be 30 years later, when this child has his own children later on, then he can die. But that's a chiddush in Tosfos. Tosfos assumes that Hesed Echalei Sesei, since right now there's a Maisa mitzvah, even though there's no Kiyum mitzvah now, that's enough. That's enough to say Hesed Echalei Sesei. So that was one answer that Tosfos gave. That it's not B'idna, so you can't apply Esed Echalei Sesei. But oh, they give another answer. Esed Echalei Sesei is only on the man, on the Chatz Yeled, the Chatz Mechayim, but oh, he asur leinase loy. She has no heter to live with this. Who's she going to be? She's going to be a Yisraelis. She's living with an Eved. She's a Shivcha. So she's living with a Ben Chayrin. She has an Issa. And she doesn't have any heter to violate the iser. She can marry someone else. But, oh, the iasur li nasi loy. The legabi dito leke esse. The whole we paskin the women. That's a machloek satanaim in the Mishnah. The end of Perak Aboy v'intoy. So we paskin legabi dito that the women are not mechuyim in piruvim. Maybe the women are mechuyim in esse of shevus. The esse midibre kabbalah. That's on the first page in Eben Ezra. The Beis Shmuel quotes that's a machloekis. Two Tosfos in the two different Masechtos, but the Esei Pirei Rivia doesn't apply. So that's interesting. And what about Bayibum? The Gemara says Bayibum Yavama Yavaleh Men Atorah Bir Rishayna is Mutter. but they made Xer de Rabbanan be a Rishonah to be a Shniyah. So if the Yavam is a Mamzer, so we don't allow the Yavam to do Yimam, he has to do Dafka Chalitza. Is the Yavama also in fulfillment of the mitzvah Yavama Yavala? Is the mitzvah only on the Yavam? So there was during the lifetime of the Ravid, the Ravid sent a Shaila to a bigger Talmud Chacham, apparently, Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat. So if you look in the Avudram, there's a long tshuva in the beginning of Avudram that was sent by Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat to the Rabbi. The Rabbi asked him, what's the klal? How come sometimes there are mitzvahs that you don't recite a bracha and sometimes kala mitzvahs kum mavarach alayim ba'vadal siyosam? Most of the mitzvahs you recite a bracha before you fulfill it. When you give tzedakah, you don't say a bracha. When you give a get, you don't say a bracha. How come there are some mitzvahs that do require a bracha, some not? And sometimes you say the bracha lihisata b'tzitz, and sometimes you say al mikra megillah. How come you say al and sometimes le? So there's a long tshuva by Rabbi Yosef Taisus and the Rosh and the Ran and the Psochem, the Avzayin, all the Rishayim talk about. So the Ravid asked this question of Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, and he gave him a long tshuva. It goes on and on and on, quite a few pages long. Every so often the Meiri quotes this Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat by name. In the Chiddush Amir, in the Beis HaLevi, in the Beis HaPchira, he never quotes anybody by name. But in the Chiddush Amir, sometimes he has two Svarim on the same Masechta. He has Chiddush Amir and the Beis HaPchira. So in the Beis HaPchira, everybody has a title. Gedolei HaRabbanim, and Gedolei HaMagim, and Gedolei HaMechabrim, and Gedolei HaMasigim. Everybody has a title. But in the other Chiddush Amir, sometimes he gives you the people's names. So he quotes this in Erev, and he quotes Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat. Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, in the middle of that long tshuva, he has a lot to say about a lot of things. One of the things he says is that Yavam Yavaleho is related to the mitzvah period, and the mitzvah is only mutal on the Yavam. The Yavama doesn't have the mitzvah to do Yibam. And nonetheless, the Gemara says that Birishana would have been mutal in Atara. It's only Xer Birishana or to be Yoshnei. But according to the Taisvis, shouldn't you say it should never be allowed? Because Lagabi Didot, there's no essay. As the Dechala says, it's only on the Yavam. The Yavama doesn't have, if you say like Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat, that the Yavama doesn't have the mitzvah saseh, then how come the Gemara says it's mutar birishayna? If I'm not mistaken, Rabbi Chana Wasserman in the Sefer on Yavamas raises this question. So the Pashtus, Rabbi Soloveitchik thought, the Pashtus says you can say, Tosis here is talking about a rare case of Eser Dechalo says it's only a Maisa HaMitzvah now. The Kim HaMitzvah is going to be in another 30 years. Kim HaMitzvah is going to be when the baby is born, it's going to take 9 months, then the baby has to get married, then he has to have his own babies. So that's when you're Mekayim the Mitzvah. If the baby is born and he's able to have his own children, that's, but right now just doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. So the Maisa HaMitzvah is also enough to say, so that Taisa says, if it's only a Maisa mitzvah, but there's no Kiyama mitzvah now, so then it's only Matir for the one who's Mechuyib in the mitzvah. One who's not Mechuyib, it's not Matir. But by Yibam, even if you hold that the Yavama doesn't have the mitzvah of Yavama Yavala, it's only on the Yavam, like Rabbi Yosef Ibn Palat says, there's room to say that since right now there's not only the Maisa mitzvah, this is the Kiyama mitzvah. So since the whole mitzvah is being fulfilled now, so then, it's a stronger form of Eser Dechaloi Sese. So it's even Mata the woman, even though the woman doesn't have the mitzvah. A lot of chidushim. Who says? How do Tosfos know that there are two kinds of Eser Dechaloi Sese? One where there's only the Maisa mitzvah, one where there's a Kiyama mitzvah right now. Anyway, that's what Tosfos is assuming like that. So that's the second answer. First answer was that it's not Biyidna, because the Isser is violated when you have Harot, Trilas, Biyah, and the mitzvah piriribi is only with Gemar Biyah. The Gemar Biyah is the Maisan mitzvah, it's not the Kiyama mitzvah. And it's still the hold that that would be Eser Dechaloi Sese. Then he gave another answer, well, Dilagav Dido, there's no Heta. And they say, the Ode, Afilim Mifkido, what do you mean, if you'll adopt the opinion of the other Tana, which we don't adopt, that was a Machlekes HaTanaim at the end of Perek Abol Yavimta. In the third line in the Tosfos Koyfen, Afilim Mifkido, even if you adopt the opinion of the other Tana, then at Bereshis it says, Pru Urivu, in the plural, Al Shneim Ho'aymer, HaKadosh Baruch instructed Adam Rishon, and Chava, Pru Urvu. He didn't say Prei Urve, he said Pru Urvu. So that leads one of the Tanoim to say the women are also Mechivim Peri Rivyam. So Taisa says, but still, Ef Shalat Bachash, she can fulfill the mitzvah by marrying a normal person. She doesn't have to marry, she doesn't have to live with this guy, he's a Chatzi Yavi B'Chatzi Menchon. But oh, they give another teretz. You only say Esed Bechaloi Sesei. The Gemara says, Omer Ish Lakish, Kambachim Shatta Moetzei, Esed Bechaloi Sesei, Imati Yochel Ekaim Eshnei Mutav, if you can fulfill the Esed without violating the law, Sesei Mutav, Im Lav, if it's Yefshe Lekaim Shneim, then I say, Yoba Esed Yitchaloi Sesei. But if it's Yefshe Lekaim Shneim, then you don't apply Esed Bechaloi Sesei. Whenever you want to say Dechuya, Esed Dechaloi Sesei is Dechuya. The Gemara has a famous shayla in the first perik in Yuma. Davov, Dav Zayin, it goes on for a few blood Gemara. Dav Ches. First it starts off as a machloikis hamarayim, and then the Gemara realizes it's a machloikis hatanoim. If the whole tzibur is tameh, so the din is you can bring a korban shezman kavua. Usually a korban tzibur is man kavua. Once in a long while you have a korban tzibur, which is not zman kavua. Namely, let's say a par halam davashel tzibur. Probably never happened in the history of the world. But on the books there is such a thing. So that you can't be makrid the tumah. The din is that tumah is mutabit tzibur. Doesn't mean tzibur. Doesn't depend on tzibur and yochid. Depends. You can have a korban yochid. That's usually a korban yochid is not zman kavua. Once in a while you have a korban yochid that is zman kavua. Let's say the chavite kengol. The kengol has to bring a minchas chavitin every single day of the year. That's a korban. It's a korban yochid. He pays for it. And it's mana kavua. You have to bring it every single day of the year. Or let's say, what else a korban yochid? Par kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. Most of the kavanas that you bring on Yom Kippur are purchased with the machzah shekel money. The musafim in Parshas Pinchas and the kavanas in Parshas Achrimos for kapara. Different set of kavanas. They're all zmanim kavua. But the shochet is parachata sashaloi. That's Aaron Akkad. That's the kohen gadol's own korban. That's a korban yochid, and that's mana kavua. He has to shecht it, he has to bring it on Yom Kippur. So the din is that's the cheshav, it's not the chetuma, because it's mana kavua. The Gemara says that a korban tzibur is the cheshav, it's in tumah, korban yochid is not. So the Mishnah in Tumura says it's a misnomer, it's a little bit inaccurate. It doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tzibur. It depends whether it's a korban she's mana kavua or korban she's mana kavua. Rube de rube came out, all of the korban tzibur, Azmanim Kavua, except for that Parhalon Dvavashal Tzibur, which probably never happened in the history of the world. And Ruba de Ruba of the Kabbalah Siachid are Ein Zmanim Kavua, but there are exceptions to the rule. So the Gemara has there a Machlekes Hamaroim, and then it turns out it's really a Machlekes Hatanoim. When you say Tumas Mutav B'Tzibur, if everybody's telling you're allowed to bring the Kabbalah Zmanim Kavua, is that Hutro or is that Duchuya? Is it Heta Gomer? B'shofi hi tirater hete gomer, or they say no. Maybe it's the tzorech hakrobas hakorbanes is decha the iser to bring it in a state of tumah. What's the difference when they say tumah hutra betzibah tumah duchuy betzibah? So Gemara said the difference will be: do you require epshelakaim? Do you require epshelakaim shneim? Let's say all the kohanim were divided up into 24 mishmaras. The Baisheni, there were 24 mishmaras. And every mishmah is divided into 6 bati ovis. So one branch of the family was in charge of the karbanis this week on Sunday. Another branch of the family is in charge on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And then on Shabbos, everybody goes somewhere. Whoever stays behind, they all of the people from that mishmah, all the bati ovis, they do the hakrovas hakarbanis on Shabbos. So the Gemara has a shaila. What if all the kohanim in today's Besab, they're all tomei? This, they're in charge. They're supposed to be marked with the karbanis. Those from today's Beisav. They're all Tomei. So if you say Tuma Hutro B'Tzibur, everybody's Tomei today, so they can bring the Kabbalah. If you're all Dechuya B'Tzibur, Dechuya means that Tzorach HaKrobas HaKabbanis is Mate, the Yisr Tuma. There isn't the Tzorach. I can get the Kohanim from yesterday and from tomorrow's Beisav. It doesn't necessarily have to be today's Beisav. They divided it that it should be in a systematic order. It shouldn't have. All the people from the family should come whenever they want. So sometimes you'll be up with nobody, sometimes you have too many kohanim. So they try to arrange it in a systematic way to have mishmaris and bati avos. But so the Gemara said that's the difference, because whenever A is deche B, it's only deche if it's the efshel l'kaim shneim. Let's say ese deche lo sesi. So Rish Lakish said ese deche lo sesi is deche. It's dechuya. It's not hutram. It's not hutram. Well, the Tziana Achreinim from 100 years ago came up with this funny idea. It's a very pashtus is that it's wrong. Pashtus is, but they say it for emphasis a lot of kashas. They came up with a very big chiddush that Eseh Dechal Eseh Manatar is really hutra, and it's only by the Rabbanon that is dechuya. Pashtus is that it's dead wrong. So the Gemara says Amar Rish Lakish Kol Mokam Shatamotzi Eseh Veloy Sesei. If you can fulfill the essay without violating the lois essay mutav, so there's no hefta, there's no need to violate the lois essay lav. If you can't fulfill the essay without violating the lois essay, you have no choice. You have a essay v'yitcha lois essay. Then you say essay decha lois essay. So that's what Taisa says over here. Even afila mifkido on the third wide line, the third line. Even if you hold like the Tana, the women are muchivim pirivirivya, but she has no hefta to live with the chatziyah with the chatziyah, she'll be in violation. She can marry someone else. She does. For her, it's Efshel Lekayim Shneim. She can fulfill the mitzvah Piri Rivya without. He's not the only man in the world. The only way he can fulfill the mitzvah of Shevis of Piri Rivya is by violating an Issa, because he's a chatziyah with the chatziyah. Whoever he's going to marry is going to be a problem. Then they say the Ode, then they have a fourth teretz, the Ode, another answer. Since there's another way for the Eved to fulfill the mitzvah of Piri Rivya, namely, we'll free the Eved, we'll force the Odin to free the Eved, so that's called Efshel Lekayim Shneim. So that's what Tosis is going to pick up on the issue. What do you mean there's another way to enable the Eved to fulfill his mitzvah? But the Pasuk says, Le'olam Ha'em Tavoidu. And the Gemara in Soitan, Dav Gim Lamed Aleph, has a machlekes in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, the three psukim, that are machlekes. In Masecha Sota, they're talking about the pasuk in Parsha Sota and Parsha Snosa. It says, V'ovolav rakina v'kina yisishtai. The husband is choshed that his wife is having an affair with someone else. So sometimes the husband is having hallucinations. He's just paranoid. So I'm shugana. I remember there was a student here in the yeshiva years ago. He was 40 years old. He was from Egypt. Had a shvacha cup. And he married a girl who was younger than 20. And she was very spiritual. And she thought it's going to be like Rabbi Akiva and Bas Kaldo Savua. This 18-year-old girl is going to marry the 40-year-old man, and she's going to see to it that he learns he's going to become a big tamachach. He ain't going to become no big tamachach. He didn't become anything. So the husband was paranoid. He was paranoid. So it was always choshed the wife is having an affair. Why was there a man's jacket in the apartment? Turned out, he lived in the apartment before they got married, and as one of his friends, so it was there, left his jacket there. She wasn't having an affair with anybody. It was terrible. It was terrible. So I remember Rabbi Lifshitz used to live over here near the yeshiva, and I lived. This couple lived on Bennett Avenue. So I remember. We were in Eretz Yisrael, and sometime we came back. We spoke to Rav Lifshitz, and we said we met Rav Chaim Shmulevitz and the Meir Yeshiva. We were telling him all the chaverim of his that we met. So he tells us about this couple that the husband is crazy, and we have to convince the wife she should run away from her husband and get a get because he's absolutely crazy. So my wife would go every day to convince the wife she should run away. It was quite a job. So we have a din. For overall, if the husband is choshed with his wife, sometimes he's paranoid, sometimes he's crazy. And sometimes if the husband is normal, he sees that there's room to question whether she's being unfaithful to him or not. So this is Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. How do you translate that possible? Overall, is that a choiva? Is that a mitzvah? Rabbi Akiva holds that it's a mitzvah. And Rabbi Shmuel says that it's a rishus. If the husband was choshed his wife, then you have all these dinim of Saita Sofi. Then you have another pasuk. What's the other pasuk? It says in the beginning of Parsha Samor that a kohen is not allowed to be metamela mason unless it's one of the seven relatives. And if his sister dies, hachas hapsula shalohai salish lo yitamor. So it's a machalik Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says it's a rishus. The kohen is not permitted to be metame lemesim unless it's one of the seven relatives. He's permitted to be metame to his sister. And Rabbi Kiva says no, lo yitam is a chayva. He's mechuyev to participate in the funeral, even though he doesn't want to. Metame knows about korchay. And the third pasuk that they argue about is this pasuk. If you have an Eved Kenayni. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Rishus, if you don't want to, you don't have to free the Eved Kenayni after Sheish. You don't have to free the Eved Kenayni when it comes Yom Kippur Shel Yovel. You can keep holding on, and when you die, the Eved Kenayni goes Birusha to your children. Eved Ivri, there's no din of Yerusha. It's a din of Kom Tachtav, a different din. Eved Ivri, Eved Sabein, right? Eved Sabas, not a normal din of Yerusha. But Eved Kenayni is Le'olamem Tavaydu. So Rabbi Yishmael is of the opinion, it's a rishus. If you don't want to, you don't have to set him free. He's Yotze B'Shen B'Yayin, that's a real din. But anything other than Shem B'Yayin, you're not mechuyev to let him free. If you want to, you may. Rabbi Kiva says, no. I'm a shachar avdai, oivah be'esei, zoivah nisesei, avdai olamem tavoid. So that's what Tosis raises the issue over here. What do you mean? B'Shem and B'Sila both agree we force the Odom to free the Eved Knaini, the Chatzi Eved Kenayni, he's violating the Yisr of the Elamam Tavoidu. So that's what Tosis, if they read the whole Tosis over here, Tosis says you're stuck here with a dilemma. A dilemma means a situation, well, that's no good, you have a problem, and all his suggestions, all the routes to go, are all no good. So you have to take the least of all the evils. Years ago, the Aguda never joined the coalition government of Eretz Yisrael. In the early years, after 1948, the Aguda never joined. Because the Gdolim said that's Yehori Bal Yavar. You're not allowed to join the coalition because the coalition, they were cutting off the payas of the religious Jews, they were taking the Sephardic children and giving them away to Ashkenazi parents. It was terrible. Things were going on. It was wild then. So they said, you're not allowed to join the coalition. So the Mizrahi always joined because they felt if we don't join, it'll be worse. So you have no choice, so you join. And after many years, Rav Shach was the head of the Aguda. Rav Shach had gepaskan that they should join the coalition. So he was attacked at that time by Moshe Sternbuch, who was a young whippersnapper at that time. Now he's an old man. He must be in his 90s now. At that time, he was very young. So he said, what do you mean? How can you join the coalition? The Gedolim said in the earlier generations, Yohari Bal Yavar. So Rav Shach had to defend himself. So he wrote a letter. He had a unique handwriting. You can identify his hand. He wrote a letter to Rav Shneur Kotler. He was related to Rav Aaron Kotler, had passed away already. He wrote a letter to Rav Shneur Kotler explaining his position, why he recommended they should join the coalition. He was giving in to the Mizrahi. Mizrahi always said that from day number one. Rav Soloveitchik always explained also, it's an avera to join the coalition, but he said, under the circumstances, it's a bigger avera if you don't join the coalition. Chatei v'shul shetiske, you have no choice. So that's where Rav Shach finally said for the Aguda. So that's what he wrote in the letter. And he had them hang the letter in all the yeshivas. So the letter was hanging across the street in the third floor in the Beis Medrash, where the Kollel used to learn. This building didn't exist at that time. So when we were learning, they used to hang up all the time. When Rav Lezer Shach sent the letter, he's there hanging up all the time in the Beis Medrash. So he writes in the letter, Kibalna Merab Seinu, we have a tradition from the Tanoim, that whenever you have a dilemma, you have to be Becha B'Miu Torah. You have to choose the least of all of the evils, whichever is the least of the evils. There's a whole sugya in Eruvin, Adav Kuf, about this. How do you determine which is the least of all the evils? So sometimes the klal is, Shevi Al Tasa Odeh, but that's not always the klal. Sometimes, if you have two routes to go, they're both no good. One way you do an aver b'kumli, I say. One way you do an aver b'shev al tasa. So the Gemara says shev al tasa odif. An aver that you violate by omission is not as chomer as an aver that you committed by commission. Aver b'kumli, I say, is worse than aver b'shev al tasa. But the Gemara has that as one of the klolim. That's not the only klolim. So that's what the issue is over here. We have a situation that's not good. This fellow will not be able to have a wife. He won't be able to fulfill not Shevis, not Peruvian. He can't fulfill anything. We have different mahalchim. Maybe we should say, we should allow him to live with a mamzeres, allow him to live with a shivcha, with a Shevis koldehu. or maybe we should be koy for the Yodin to be Meshachar. Whatever you're going to do is going to be no good. Be koy for the Yodin to be Meshachar. So the Yodin violated the Yisr Esev Le'elamem Tavaydu. So which is the... But if you say Esed Echaloy Sese, he should live with a Mamzeres. So is that an Eitzah? To have a lot of children who are Mamzeres. So the Tanoim considered this situation, all the logical possibilities that Tosfos raises, and they came to the conclusion that under the circumstances, this is the least of all of the evils. It's also no good. He's going to be in violation of the Esev. The others will be violating the Esev. But you have no choice. That's the clout. Whenever you have a dilemma, you have to be Bercha b'miyotara, even though there is an Issa here. That's what Tosis develops, the idea. There is a clout, Chatei b'shul shetiske. We mentioned the other day, Rav Chaim Volozhin wrote a Sefer Nefesh HaChayim. So in the middle of the Nefesh HaChayim, he has a whole section where he's attacking the Hasidim. He doesn't say whom he's attacking, but it's obvious he's making fun of the Hasidim. So he says, the Hasidim make a lot of hachonis. On Shabbos morning, they go to mikveh, then they're ma'abesedveh, then they start learning with their children, whatever the children learn in the course of the week. And after they do all the hachonis, then they start davening. It's already after Zman Kriyashma, and after Zman Tefillah. Then they make hachonis for mincha, hachonis, then they daven mincha after the shkia. So he makes fun of that. He says, what does it help? You make all the hachonis. You're doing everything l'shem shamayim. But if you miss the Zman, so you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. So he says, it doesn't matter whether you miss the Zman by half an hour, you miss the Zman by a couple of months. He says, if you're going to light Neres Chanukah on Purim, you're going to read the Megillah on Chanukah, you're going to sit in Sukkah on Shavuos and blow Shofar on Yom Kippur, your months off, your weeks off, you're not Yotze anything. So if you miss it by 2 minutes, you also missed it. You have to take a train, and the train's leaving at a certain time. The train leaves, so you missed it. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. So he says, the Gemara has a klal chatei b'shvil shetiske. He said, that was only koidim matan Torah. That's what he says. Koidim matan Torah, if kim Avraham Avinu kolot tarku lat shalai nitno, so how come, the Ramban HaChumash raised the question, how come Yaakov Avinu married two sisters? If Avraham Avinu volunteered to observe all the mitzvahs, and Mistama Yitzchak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu also would observe the din. So how come Yaakov married two sisters? So the Rav Chaim Volozhin says the answer, the Ramban gives an answer, different Mefarshim get different answers. So Rav Chaim Volozhin says, Kaidamatantur, they weren't Bechuyev. So then there was a Kal Chatei Bishul Shiyiski. He saw Baruch HaKodesh, he's going to have the Yud Beishvatim. If he marries the two sisters, they were all sisters. Bila Vizilpa also sisters. If he marries the sisters, it'll turn out good for the Jews, so that he can do. But after Matantur, the Din of Chatei Bishul Shiyiski doesn't apply. So Chaim Volozhin, his Talmud, writes in the Sefer Keser Rosh, we mentioned yesterday, the Bichas Rosh. So he wrote a Sefer Keser Rosh, Rav Boshe, his name is Rav Boshe. So he writes in the Keser Rosh what the Rebbe wrote, but Chaim Volozhin wrote in Nefesh HaChaim, that Chatei Bishvil Shetiske, Bzomi Kodemat Nera, that was an exaggeration, because he wanted to bring out that what the Hasidim do is incorrect. But the Gemara is beferish. Even after Matan Torah, we have cases where we say Chatei Bishvil Shetiske. That's like over here. You have to be Bercha B'Mil Torah. Whatever you're going to do has got to be no good. So you have to do the Mahalach. That's the least of all of the evils. And sometimes that's going to be Bikum V'Aseh. It's not always going to be Shei V'Altas. Sometimes Shei V'Altas, but not always. Sometimes the Kum V'Aseh is the least of all of the evils. So Tosfos has here, there are different cases. Sometimes you say, Chatei Bishul Shetiske, we allow you to do a slight aver in order to gain. We wouldn't say, there were people here in New York years ago, they would steal money from the government in order to fund the yeshiva. So that's not included in a Chatei Bishul Shetiske. So you won't have a yeshiva. We'll live without you. There are enough yeshivas without you, yeshiva. You don't say Chatei Bishul Shetiske there. Chatei Bishul Shetiske, like these dinim over here. So sometimes it's normal to say Chatei Bishul Shetiske, to do a slight Avera Kala in order to save yourself from an Avera Chamura. What about Chatei Bishul Shetiske Chavercha? So that's a Gemara in Shabbos Bav Dalet, the Tesis quotes. Ein Amin Lalonim Chatei Bishul Shetiske Chavercha. You never say Chatei Bishul Shetiske Chavercha. That's what it sounds like. You never say. So Tosfos says it's not exactly true that you never say. You rarely say, I'm in control of myself, so I'm doing an Avera Kala in order to save myself from an Avera Chamura. But I'm going to save him from Chil Shabbos this week. He may be Mechal Shabbos next week. I don't have control over him. He may be Mechal Shabbos next week. So then you don't say Chatei Bishvil Sheyizka Chaverch. Only in unusual cases. So Tosis quotes a couple of unusual cases. One case is, a man is a Mechusi Kippurim. A Mechusi Kippurim means, if a person is Tomei, he has to go to the mikvah. So he goes to the mikveh, he's still a tful yom. He can't enter the Beis HaMikdash and he can't eat karbonis. You have to have Har HaShemesh after you go to the mikveh. And then there are some people, Abba Mechus Kapara. There's a Mishnah, that's the name of the second parak increases. The Dalad Mechus Kapara. You have a Zab Zavi, a Lettuce, a Mitzvah, the four people who are Tomei. They have to go to mikveh and they have to have Har HaShemesh after they go to the mikveh. And then they have to bring a korban. The next day, then they have to bring a korban. When they bring the korban, then their tahara is completed. And then they can enter the Beis HaMikdash. You have a fellow, he already went to mikveh, he already had Har HaShemesh, he didn't bring his carbon yet. And the guy waits until the last minute on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, they bring the Tam Shel Ben Abayim earlier. Usually bring the Tam Shel Ben Abayim in the middle of the afternoon, from 2:30 to 3:30. Right smack in the middle. From 12 to 6 is 6 hours, so it takes approximately an hour. So from 2:30 to 3:30, that hour is dedicated to the Korban Tam Shel Ben Abayim. After the Tam Shel Ben Abayim, I'm not supposed to bring any more Korbanos. So this character, the one who was Tamei, he went to the mikveh, he should have brought his Korban B'chusik Korban, the Zab Zabi, Yaladis and Mitzvah, should have brought the Korban in the morning. They were wasting time in the morning. They're inefficient. So they wasted time. And they come in the afternoon. And at Pesach, they brought the Tam Shel Ben Abayim earlier. Because you have to bring the Korban Pesach Dafke after the Tam Shel Ben Abayim. But you're not allowed to bring any other Korbanos after the Tam Shel Ben Abayim. But over here, if this person who's the Mechusi Kippurim, if he doesn't bring his Korban today, the Zab Zavi, Aledus and Mitzor, he won't be able to participate in Korban Pesach tonight. He'll have to wait till Pesach Sheni. So he wants very much to bring Pesach Rishon. So we permit a Kohen to violate the Esei the Hashlama. Esei the Hashlama is says in the Korbanos in the morning before Baruch Shammah. So the Gemara calls it the Esei, the Hashlama. You have to bring all the Korbanos before the Tam Shel Ben Abayim. So we permit the Kohen to violate the Esei, the Hashlama, on behalf of the Ben or the woman. Zab Zavi Yaledes and Mitzora. On behalf of the person who is in Mechusi Kippurim to enable them to bring the Korban Pesach time, because the one who doesn't bring Korban Pesach is Chayiv Koris. The guy's going to bring Pesach Sheni, he's not going to be Chayiv Koris. If you don't bring the Korban, he won't be Chayiv Koris, he wasn't able to. He's a Shlemiel, he should have brought it in the morning. But we feel bad for him, so that's a rare case, but we say, Chatei, Yishil Sheyizka Chavercha. In Shulchan Aruch, they have another case, Chatei, they quote the Tshuvas HaRashbo. They have in Shulchan Aruch, this was a common occurrence in the Middle Ages. The Christians would kidnap a Jewish child and they would baptize them and bring them up as a goy, as a Christian. The Christians were interested in saving the whole world. And they at that time they used to hold that the Jews are going to go to Gehenna because we didn't accept Osahuish. Now they already changed their mind. Because they were preaching for so many years that from the beginning of the Zionist movement, they said it's never going to happen. Zionism will never get off the ground because Eretz Yisrael is the Eretz HaNevcheres for the Am HaNevcher, and the Jews lost the status of the Am HaNevcher when we rejected Osahuish, and they're the Am HaNevcher. So then after Hakamas HaMedina, so they said it's never going to happen. So then after Hakamas HaMedina, it's a Teyufta against their Ani Mamin. They said, first they didn't say anything for a couple of years, then they had a Farem for something. They said the Jews don't have the real Eretz Yisrael. They have the modern Jerusalem. They have Israel, but they don't have the old Eretz Yisrael, they don't have the Iratika, they don't have the Makam HaMikdash, they don't have Hebron, where the Ovis lived. So after Mechemet Sheshet Hayamim, they got Hebron, they got the Iratika, they got everything. So what did they say then? So we spoke about it. So the Pope said the next day, we should internationalize Yerushalayim. But Eretz Yisrael is not giving in. They're not internationalizing Yerushalayim. So what did they say? So finally, the last couple of popes, they already changed all of their Ikori HaAmuna. They said, the Jews go to Gan Eden, you know, they don't accept Yoshke. They divide the world into three parts. The real Maminim, who believe in Yoshke. The Jewish people, we don't understand why they go to Gan Eden also, even though they don't believe in Yashka. The rest of the world, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So every couple of years, they would come to the yeshiva to meet with the Rabbanim, to carry on conversations. So they knew what the guidelines are. We can't talk about theological issues. So they didn't think that this was theological. They wanted to know, do the Jews divide the world into three groups also? Do we give a special status to the Catholics? So the Rabbanim said, no. We consider all the Catholics of the Avodah Zarah. They were not happy to hear it. That was their sales pitch. They said, the last three popes at that time, I think it was before this point, the last three popes all changed their animamas. They said, the Jews go to Gan Eden, even though they didn't accept Osawish. So in the Middle Ages, this was a very common occurrence. They would kidnap a Jewish child, they would baptize him and bring him up as a goy. So the Rashba has a tshuva that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber quotes this in the Shulchan Aruch. If Omer lo la'odom, they tell the man, they notify the man on Shabbos that the Christians kidnapped your daughter, a young girl, 6 years old, and they want to baptize her and raise her as a Christian. So the father is permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos, whatever is necessary to save the daughter, because Chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha. Usually we don't say Chatei b'shvil sheyizka. We usually don't say, not that we never say, we rarely say Chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha, but in rare cases we do. So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, this is one of those rare cases. To save the child from Shmad, then we would say Chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha, because the father's going to raise his daughter. You don't say Chatei b'shvil sheyizka chavercha, I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos, I'll be rode the chalas. Someone put bread in the oven to bake on Shabbos. So if I take out the bread before krim aspanim, before it gets baked, before it's edible, so then I'll save the other fellow from having violated chil Shabbos. It's only a violation of mevashel, of ofer, if it gets baked. So I took it out before it gets baked. But I saved them from the other. So the Gemara says, you're not allowed to do that. Even though Rediyas HaPas is only an Issa de Rabbana, and by my doing Rediyas HaPas, I'm saving him from an Issa de Raisa, what am I saving him? Next Shabbos, he may be Mechal Shabbos again. So what am I accomplishing over here? So you don't say Chatev B'shul Shiyizka Chavech. But if they say, they took your daughter, they're going to baptize your daughter, a young daughter, not that she's 20 years old, she can do whatever she wants, she goes to university. No, a young daughter. So if he's going to go save his daughter from Shemad, he's going to control the daughter, is going to see to it that she's brought up to observe mitzvah. So then you do say Chatev B'shul Shiyizka Chavech. I remember on one occasion, Rav Soloveitchik Kovetz used to speak at the Mizrahi Convention for quite a few years. So they would always have, whenever Rav Soloveitchik was going to speak, so they would always make sure that some representative from Medinat Yisrael would be there. So once the Israeli ambassador to the United Nations was there, so they announced in advance that the Israeli ambassador is here to hear Rav Soloveitchik speak. So at that time, in Eretz Yisrael, there was a major problem. Now it's still a major problem, but it's not as bad as it was then. But it's still a major problem now of missionary activities in Eretz Yisrael. Medina Yisrael allowed missionary activities. They still allow now. There are a lot of missionaries in Eretz Yisrael. It's terrible. So Rav Soloveitchik was complaining about that. And he was telling over a story that once Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, his grandfather, lived in Brisk. So once the phone rang in Warsaw, in the home of a religious doctor. So the home was ringing on Shabbos. The phone was ringing. So the doctor asked he had a goyish helper, if he had to go be Mechal Shabbos, so the goy would take the bag with him, with all the medical stuff. So he asked the goy to answer the phone. So the goy asked, who's talking on the phone? So he says, Chaim Soloveitchik from Brisk. He wants to talk to the doctor. So the doctor heard that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik is on the phone, so he answered the phone on Shabbos. So he says, what is it? So he says, they showed him in the papers in Brisk that they had in the news that they found a baby in Warsaw. And the majority of the women in Warsaw who are of that age that they can have babies were Jewish. So the Mishnah says that if the rave of the women in the city are Jewish, and you find a baby in the city, you assume that the baby is Jewish. And they wrote in the newspapers that they're going to give the baby up to a Christian family. The government is going to give the baby to a Christian family to raise, because the parents apparently were getting rid of the baby. Maybe it's an illegitimate child or something. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik called this doctor. He said, you have to see to it that they don't give it to a Goyish family. Because Al Pidin, we assume that it's a Jewish baby. Rav of the women in the city who can have babies are Jewish. You have to be Mechal Shabbos to say to it that the child should not be brought up as a Goy. He said, that's the din in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about, they told the father, the Jewish Rabbi, they told the father that the Goyim kidnapped his daughter, his young daughter. He should do whatever he can to get her released. And here it's the same thing. So remember at that time, he was speaking in Yiddish. He always used to speak in Yiddish. So then he switched to Hebrew. So he said, Vim hashagrir mimindinati salam bimineta yiddish shali anatagim vivrit. So he said it again. He says, you have to stop all the missionary activities. And then he said, if they don't stop the missionary activities, we're going to boycott El Al, and we're going to boycott Medina Yisrael. We're going to tell people they shouldn't go and they shouldn't use the Zim lines. The Zim lines used to be for tourists and for transporting merchandise. And then Rabbi Soloveitchik said he's going to put them out of business. So I think a month later they went out of business. They said it used to be a big parnasa for Medina Yisrael, the Zim lines. They used to have passengers, and he said he's going to make a cherem on the Zim lines, and now he's going to do away with the whole thing. It's a big problem. The missionary activity is a big problem. Anyway, that's this topic. El chatei b'shul sheyiska chavercha. In rare cases, we do say chatei b'shul sheyiska chavercha. Under the circumstances, this is the best of all of the roots that you can have. Even though the Odin is over essay, l'olabam tavaydum, and there are other ways to solve the problem, but under the circumstances, this is the best way to solve the problem. Yeah. Widi sichatev b'shvil shetiske, so Tosfos quotes a Gemara in HaSholech, in Gittin, the Tana Rav Lezer, Tosfos quotes, Gittin, Tana Rav Lezer, nichnas l'beis ha-knesset, from the Motzah Shom Asar, there were only 9 adults, and Rav Lezer had his Eved with him. So the Gemara says, Rav Lezer, the Tana was Meshachra, his Eved, to be mitzarf him to the Minyan. He calls man that he's an Eved, he's not mitzarf to the Minyan. The Gemara has an opinion that one, like Rabbi Natam says, if you have 9 adults and 1 cotton, so the 1 cotton could be mitzarf to a Minyan. That was the practice for many years. People relied on that in Shulchan Aruch. They have the 2 opinions. Rabbi Natam holds that 1 cotton, you can be mitzarf. So there's one sheet in the Gemara, 1 Eved, you can be mitzarf to a Minyan. So the Gemara asks, why did Rabbi Lezer have to be Meshach the Eved? You can be Mitzarev one Eved. The Gemara says, no, there were only 8 people on Shul. And there were 2 Avadim. So you had to be Meshach one Eved, so you had 9 B'nai Chorin. And there was 1 Eved, so they were Mitzarev one Eved. But you can't be Mitzarev 2 Avadim. There's even an opinion that's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that one Isha can be Mitzarev to a Minyan also. So the Mishnah Berurah says that's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch. But the Mordechai has such an opinion, that a woman, one woman can also be Mitzarev. So Tosfos quotes that Gemara Nichnas based on Knesset. So the Gemara says, how was he Meshachar the Eved to be Mashal with the Minyan? What happened to the din of the Olamam Tavaydu? So the Gemara says, he wanted to fulfill the mitzvah of Dovah Shebikdusha. So that's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske Ato. That's not Chatei B'Shul Shetiske Chavercha. He violated the din of Meshachar the Eved in order that he should be able to have the Dvarim Shebikdusha, because there was no Minyan in his shul that day. That's Chatei B'Shul Shetiske, so that we're more lenient in that area. And also, Chatei B'Shul Shetiske has to be a Chet Kal, a slight Isser. There are different Madregas, Isserim Chamorim, Isserim Kal, has to be a Chet Kal and a tremendous Rebbe to have the Dvarim Shebikdusha. So that's an example of Chatei B'Shul Shetiske Ato. Ben Taisa quotes a Gemara in Erevin. Gemara in Erevin says, what a person sold Tevel to an Am Haaretz. And the Am Haaretz is probably not going to be Mafresh Chumas and Isis. And I sold it to him. I should have had the Sechel to be Mafresh Chumas and Isis before I sold it to him. I wasn't thinking. So really I violated Lifnei V'Lasita Michshol. But once I sold it to him, so what can I do? But I have Tevel at home. So I could be Mafresh and the Tevel that I have at home on the Tevel that I sold him. Based on Zoch and Liodam, you can't be mafrish on someone else's tevel unless he authorizes you. But here it's the Taivasa. Here I'm saving the Am Haaretz from the Issa of eating Tevel. And I say, Zachal Yadim, Shlevifah, I'm doing him a Taiva. But aside from that din, that you need authorization, you say it's a schuz, there's another din. You have to be mafresh min amukav. There's a din, harim chemes chelbo mimenu. The pasuk has an expression. When you mafresh chelbo, is the truma. When you mafresh the mufcha mimenu, mimenu means man hamachuber. If I have, let's say I want to be mafresh chala, or you live in, I would say I want to be mafresh truma samaisis. So if everything is all together, it's minamukav. They're near each other. Then you can be mafresh from this on that. But if I have tevel at home and I sold tevel to the amoritz and he goes to his home, he lives somewhere else, I'm going to be mafresh from what I have here and what he has over there. That's shaloi minamukav. So that's if I'm not going to be mafresh, he's going to be eating tevel. If I'll be mafresh and I'll be my aver of lift neighbor the city, I'm the one who sold it to him, and I wasn't thinking I should have been mafresh in advance before I sold it to him. So if I will be mafresh, I will save him from the yisur eating tevel. I'll save myself from violating lif neighbor l'sitei mirshom, but I'll be in violation of the din of hafrasha min amukav. Hafrasha min amukav. The din is if you're mafresh shaloi min amukav b'diyeved the hafrasha is chal. So that's the question: is this din amukav? Is this din? Is it a din deraisa or a din derabbanan? That's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos in Gittin Daf Lamed. Rashi holds that it's only a din with the Rabbana, and Taisi says no, it's a sifrei on the pasuk. Barim chemes chalba mimenu. Mimenu means ben amukav. It's a din deraisa. Usually dinim deraisa, Taisi says lechatchila you're not allowed to do it, but yevid it's mutter. Usually the chatchila but yevid only applies on dinim derabbanan. On a din deraisa, where do you have a din lechatchila but yevid? Taisi says no, but a mitzvah you do have. Let's say you have a korban chatos, so lechatchila you do four zrikas. On the four corners of the bet, but yeah, but if you do one zrika, it's also good. If you kind the mitzvah, shalom bishleimus. So you get less schar in adam abo. You'll get less levyosin by the suddish levyosin. Get less. Or let's say Taisa gives an example. Chalitza. Chalitza has three parts. You have to take off the shoe of the yavam has to take off the shoe of the yavam. Then she has to do rikika. She has to spit on the floor in front of the yavam, and then she has to recite the psukim. Mein yavam ilahakum shem liyachiv. He says lachavatzi lekachta, and she says kochi asalish. They say the kriyas hapsukim. So we pass on the halacha that the kriyas hapsukim is not miyakev, and the rikika is not miyakev. The only thing that's miyakev is the chalitza sasamba. So Taisa has the kasha, but in dinim deraisa, where do you have a lachatchilim b'yevin? Taisa says no, in mitzvahs you have. There's a mitzvah b'shlei musa. There's a mitzvah shelo b'shlei musa. So you get less char. So that's what Taisa holds over here. That. Perhaps Rashi holds that Afrashit's Trumas Mais is not a mitzvah, just a matir. That's a big machlekes in Achreinim. Machlekes happens to be the Taz and the Magen Avram have that machlekes, and it's a machlekes in Rishainim also the Verish. But Afrashit's Trumas Mais is only a matir. If you want to eat the food, then you have to be mafresh. What if you don't want to eat the food? There's so much food. I'm going to dump it into the Mediterranean. I'm going to throw it into here in America. There was so much wheat for so many years, they dumped it into the ocean. Because if they're going to sell everything in the stores, the prices are going to go down, so they won't make any money. So if you have too much supply and you don't have enough demand, so the prices are going to go down. So to keep the prices high, so they would dump tons of tvua in America into the ocean and waste it. So let's say it would be an Eretz Yisrael and you have tons of tvua and you don't want to eat them. You're not going to eat it, you're going to throw it into the Mediterranean. So is there a mitzvah to be mafresh trumas and maizah? You say no. There's no mitzvah. It's a matir. If you want to eat it, so afresh is trumas and maizah is a matir. So that's a machlokes, the Taz and the Magen Avraham, and they showed that's a machlokes in the Rishonim. So Tosfos says that there's a lachatchila deraisa by afresh is trumas, should be min amukav. Obviously Tosfos thinks that it's a mitzvah, it's not just a matir. Perhaps what motivated Rashi there in Gittin Daf Lamed, Rashi says that min amukav is only lachatchila mid rabbanon. It's going to be mafresh from what you have here and what you have over there. Maybe sometimes there's nothing there, and you think that something was chal. It wasn't really chal. You may be relying. I left food at home, and I'm traveling around, and I'm going to whenever I buy tevel, I'll rely on what I left at home. I'll be mafresh tumas amaisim what I left at home and here. Maybe it's no longer there at home. I didn't call up on the cell phone. The days of the time they didn't have a telephone. So maybe what I'm relying on does make sense. So Rashi has a whole din on mukif. It's only lachatchila mid the rabbanon, and but yeah, but it's chala. Tais says no, it's a lachatchila deraisa. Because Tais holds that in mitzvahs he can have a lachatchila deraisa. Mitzvah bishleimus, mitzvah shelo bishleimus. So the Gemara says it's preferable the chaver. Chaver means the talmid chacham, the religious person is careful about shemus ma'aser. Nichle lechaver the levit isura zuta. It's better that talmid chacham should violate this din of being mafresh aloy men amukov to prevent the Am Haaretz from violating his surah Abba. He's going to eat tevel. Tevel is misa b'dei shamayim. This is an incomplete kiyama mitzvah. Yeah, it's like a bit la mitzvah. You're mevat la mitzvah. Yeah. So this is not, Tesha said, this is not really an example of chatei b'shul sheyiska chavercha. It is, being mafresh aloy men amukov, which is a bit of a chet, a bit la, it's considered a bit la, say, to spare the Amharis from eating tevel, but it's also to spare myself from violating Lifnei either. Because if he's not eating tevel, then I didn't violate Lifnei. So it's really chatei b'shul shetiska ato. That's chatei b'shul shetiska. So that the Gemara does have. And we are cases, chatei b'shul shetiska, even after matan tevel. So that's what Tosha says. In different cases, this case, we're asking the Odon to be Meshachwer, Koifanus Rabba. Now we're asking. If he doesn't agree, we'll force him to. Kaifan is Rabba, also Ben Chorin, we're forcing the Odon to violate the Iser Esev Le'olam Ha'am Tavaydu. This is Chatei B'shul She'iska Chaver. We usually don't say that. Only in rare cases. How come over here we say? So that's what Tosis suggests. Maybe that's why the Beishami quoted the Pasuk from Yishayah, To Barol Hashem Yitzor. Why didn't he quote the Pasuk from Chumash? Pruravu. So Tosis suggests that pasuk in Yeshayah sounds like this is the whole purpose of the Bria. The whole tachlis of the Bria is that people should get married and have children and populate the world. So that's what makes Piruvivya into a mitzvah rabba. And then they show there's such a similar idea. They quote the last two lines in the Tesu Shenemar. They say in the Gemara, in the end of Megillah, Nimor has a din. Ein mochem sefer Torah. The lulma Torah will isa isha. I'm going to sell a sefer Torah. So there's a din that avodah zarah tafeses dameha. That's I have an avodah zarah, and I find out, hey, this thing is an avodah zarah. So I'm not allowed to use it. It's also mano. I'm going to sell it to a goy, and I'm going to get money on it. Unless I have a painting of Yoshke. And the Goyim deify the painting. They worship the painting. They worship the painting. So the painting is also Hanor. So if I'm going to sell it, I'm getting Hanor. By selling it, you're not allowed to. Not only am I a violation of getting Hanor, the money that I get, Avodah Zarah tafeses damer. Or if you sell Yai Nesach, in the days of the Gemara, Yai Nesach used to be also Hanor. Today, Mikra Din, we're Mekel, Shulchan Aruch has B'shar Zatchak, you're Mekel that the Stam Yainim is no longer also Hanor. But in the days of the Gemara, the goyim became benisach. Today, the goyim are not became benisach. In church, they do it outside in the church. In the churches, they used to do it. Today, they don't do it in the churches either. So there's a dim in Torah. Avodizor tafesis tamer. If you sell avodizor, the money. Not only are you in violation of getting hanor, if you sell it, and you get money. The money is also hanor. That's based on the pasuk. Avodizor tafesis tamer. What else? Hegdish is Teifas Damos. Hegdish sells something to me and I pay money for the Hegdish. So the money that I pay as the Mehamekach to buy the Hegdish becomes Hegdish itself. Hegdish Teifas Damos. Perishvi is a Teifas in the Meh. Somebody sells me flowers that grew in Eretz Yisrael, Shnas HaShmita, or Peris that have Kedushas Perishvi. So the Pasuk in Parshas Bahar, when it has the Dinam of Shmita, so it says twice, it says Kodesh. What does it say twice Kodesh? So Rashi and Chumash quotes from the Tanoim. The first time it says Kodesh means that the Shana HaShviyas has a Kedushas Man. Like Shabbos and Yontef and Rosh Chodesh and Chalamoid have a Kedushas Hayayim. So the whole year has Kedushas Man. And then the second time it said Kodesh, it doesn't refer to the Zman, to the year, not the Kedushas Man, it refers to the Peris. The Peris that grow in Shnas HaShmita have a Kedusha. And why they're called Kodesh? Just like Hegdish and Steifas Damav, so Perishvies are also Topsim Demeim. So if somebody sells me perishvias and I pay him in cash, so that cash becomes kodesh b'kedushas perishvias. What do you mean kodesh b'kedushas perishvias? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to buy food with it. Because the mitzvah perish mitzvah is Shabbos Oslachem ba'ochla. One word, le'ochla. So it's supposed to be, I'm supposed to eat the perish mitzvah before the zman habir. Tomatoes have one zman habir, oranges have a different zman. Every fruit and vegetable that grows in Eretz Yisrael has a different zman habir. So if someone sold me perish mitzvah and I gave him money, someone sold me flowers from Eretz and I gave him money, so the money is nitvah's b'dusha's perish mitzvah, and he has to use the money to buy food and eat up the food before the zman habir of that food that he had sold me. So that's on the level of the raisa. Avodizar tefes is nameha, yai nesach tikruvis avodizar that they deify, yai tikruvis is tefes damav, yai nesach is tikruvis tefes damav, hegdish is tefes damav, and perishvisa tefes damav. With the rabbana, they made it then that if you sell a sefer Torah, it's also tefes damav. So, ein mochim sefer Torah, the lo matar v'lisa yisho. It's only a din with the rabbanim. In our Torah, there is no such din that if we sell a sefer Torah, it's tefes damav. But the rabbanim, there's such a din. So that they lifted the din. Let's say I have sefer Torah that's worth thousands of dollars. I don't need all these sefer Torah. I have an iron coated full of sefer Torah. So I'm going to sell the sefer Torah to someone else. They're going to give me $100,000. What am I going to do with it? So if I give them money, lilma Torah v'lisa isha, to support the yeshiva, for Liman Ator, Alisa Isha, to help Yisayma, to help someone get married. They don't have enough money to get married. So under these circumstances, the Chumah, the Rabbanan, doesn't apply. Otherwise, there's a din with the Rabbanan, that selling a Sefer Torah is Tefes Damav, and you're not allowed to use the money for any other purpose. So the Gemara says, why did they make these two the exceptions to the rule? Little Matar, Alisa Isha. Gemara says, because of all the 613 mitzvahs, Godel, Limuch, and maybe the day Maisa, Limuch Torah is Talmud Torah Kenegat Kulam, a major mitzvah. And Lisa Isha, because the Pasuk says, L'Tor Barola Shevis Yitzor. So you see the Gemara Megillah, and that daf, the end of Megillah, Gemara quoted that Pasuk to show that it's a mitzvah rabbah, just like Limuch Torah is a mitzvah rabbah, Talmud Torah Kenegat Kulam. So Lisa Isha is also a mitzvah rabbah. So just like the Gemara there quoted, L'otobro, the Shevis Yitzhar, to emphasize that it's a mitzvah rabbah in the Chumrah de Rabbanan, that a Sefer Torah is damav, doesn't apply. So too, in our Gemara, Beishamai Bisil, Beishamai quoted that Tosik, that's why we recommend here, Chatei Bishul Sheyizka Chavercha, because over here it's going to be a major mitzvah rabbah. The whole purpose of the Bria, the whole taklas of the Bria was, L'otobro, the Shevis Yitzhar, the Baruch Hashem created the world, that people should get married and have children. So mitzvah rabbah. The Gemara says in the last perek in Avodah Zarah, this din, the perishviyas atopsim edemeyim, only applies if it's a zet tachazet. I purchase the perishviyas and I give him money. What if I don't give him the money now? I buy it on credit. He gives me perishviyas and I eat everything up and it's all gone. After I eat it all up, then I pay him. So then the Gemara said, since there's no zet tachazer, so it's not tefsim demeim. So the Achreinim say that this din, amechim sefer Torah, alo matar v'lisa yisho, this is a din mid the Rabbanon, it's not min haTorah. If it would be min haTorah, there wouldn't be an exception that the word alo matar v'lisa yisho. So chumer the Rabbanon that you treat a sefer Torah like hegdish, that it's tefes domov, and under these circumstances, they were never gozer. So let's say, if they're going to sell me a Sefer Torah, someone's going to sell the Sefer Torah, and the other fellow's going to pay by check. So by check also, there's no Zeh Tachaseh. That's what they quote from the Chazon Ish. If someone sells perishviyas, and the other person pays by giving a check means, let's say, I'm salaried by yeshiva. So yeshiva has the right to draw against the bank accounts of all the wealthy people who donated money. But what's in their bank accounts? They have the right to draw against the bank accounts of their customers. They sell merchandise, they sell automobiles, and they make donations. So whenever you give a check, everything is just in the luften. It's all in chalem as well. There's nothing really there. There's no money there. So the only time you say that something is hegdish is tefes damav, avodizar tefes is dameho, tikruvis is tefes is dameho, and perishvis is tefes in name, if it's a zet tachazet, if I ate it up already, then I give the money. There is no zet tachazet, because I ate up the perishvis already. And even if I didn't eat it up, but I give a check, there's no zet. There's no zeh. I give him the right to draw against my account. My bank has the right to draw against the yeshiva's account. She has the right to draw against all the people. Everything is all checks and checks. Everything is all in chalayim is felt. It's all the whole system. So that's what they quote in Chazanish. That's not a zeh tachanda. So this whole din, whenever you sell a sefer Torah, the whole din wouldn't apply bisman hazeh. The Netziv were always insistent that he should buy an esrog that grew in Eretz Yisrael. But the shaila is next Sukkos, a matzoi shviyas. So the farmers are going to be selling esrog that grew in Shnas HaShmita. So if you're going to pay them money, the merchant who's going to sell the esrog, you're going to pay him money. So this kedusha is pei shviyas on the esrog. So the money is nitfas b'kedusha pei reshviyas. They're not going to, the merchant who sells you the esrog, he's not going to take your money and buy food and eat it before this money. He's going to put it in his bank account. So he's going to violate that din. So the netziv, when the netziv insisted he wanted to buy an esrog that grew in Eretz Yisrael and Shemitah, so they trusted him. So he would wait till after Sukkos is over. He would cook the esrog and make marmalade. Then he would eat it. After he ate it up, then he would pay. There was no zeh tafazeh. But the Chazon Ish says he didn't have a checking account. If he would have had a checking account, he wouldn't have to wait till later. Could have made out a check right away. Because if you have a check, there is no zeh tachazeh. This whole din, that if you sell a sefer Torah, it's tefes domo, and you only make a little matar lisa isha, that's if you didn't pay by check. You pay by check, then there's nothing there to be tefes domo. Then Tosis has another suggestion. Why do you kai for the Odom to free the Eved? Why don't you tell he's a Chatzi Eved v'Chatzi Ben Chorin. So why don't you tell him he should sell himself as an Eved Ivri? And an Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shivcha K'nainis. So Eved Ivri is Muta B'Shivcha K'nainis. That's if he's Machruhu Bezen. If Machru Bezen, why did Bezen sell him? Because it was good to Maisim Tovim, because he stole. Benimka Big Nebosa, he stole. Over here, he didn't steal anything. He's a Mecher Atzmo. So that's a Machloikis in Kiddushin in the first parak. We pass the Mecher Atzmo, Eim Anikim Lo, he doesn't get Hanoke, and he's not Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis. All the unique dinim that apply to Eved Ivri only apply to Machru Bezen, doesn't apply to Mecher Atzmo. But Tosfos has the kasha, but it was a machlokes in the Tanoim. So how could I have a machlokes? Bisham and Bisil were before these Tanoim. So Bisham and Bisil are worried about this poor man, the Chatzi HaRechatz Chaim. What are they worried about? Let him sell himself as a... Hillel was the chief rabbi 100 years before the Churban HaBayis, and Shammai was the assistant chief rabbi. And then they had the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, Bisman HaBayis. Then he continued after the Churban HaBayis, after Hillel and Shammai died. They continue with the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. So Tosfos is asking Akasha, how can the later Tanoim have a machlokes where the Mecher Atzmo is Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis? We pass them that he's also B'Shiv Chaknainis. How can I have a machlokes? If he's Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis, so what was the whole issue with the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel? Let the Chatzi Ben Chorin sell himself. So the Chatzi Eved is Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis, and the Chatzi Ben Chorin is an Eved Ivri now. If you hold Eved Ivri, Mecher Atzmo is Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis. What's the problem? So Tosfos says, no, that'll be a violation of an Iser. He says, Kili b'nei Yisrael, avadim l'avadim l'avadim. If you sell yourself as an Eved Ivri, that's an Iser. But if you insist that the Odin should free the Eved, it's also an Iser. So someone's going to do an Iser. So why do we insist the Odin should do the Iser? Why do we insist that's Chatei b'shul she'iska chavercha, a mitzvah rabba? Let the Eved do the Iser. Let the Eved sell himself as an Eved Ivri. So Tosfos, after asking all the questions, what it means is, under the circumstances, you have a dilemma, and all the mahalchim are no good. Whatever you're going to do is no good. And under the circumstances, this is the best, this is the least of all the evil. To be boicha b'miru tarah, this is the least of all the evils. So that's what Tosfos says, in effect. Then Tosfos says another question. He doesn't have to, Adam doesn't have to free him. And the Eved doesn't have to sell himself as a... The Chatzi Ben Chorin doesn't have to sell himself as an Eved Ivri to be Muta B'Shiv Chaknainis. Why don't you just say he should marry a Mamzeres? what an eved is, an eved is mutav b'mamzeres. The chatzit ben chayrin is a ger, because he used to be an eved when he's nishtacher, so he's a ger. So ger, that's a machlokes hatanan, whether kahal ger mikri kol or kahal ger lo yikri kol. The pasuk says lo yav mamzer b'kahal Hashem. A mamzer is not allowed to marry kol. So kol means Jewish people. What about a ger? And his ger also not allowed to marry a mamzer. So that's a machlokes hatanayim in kiddushin yavam. Machlokes Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi. We pass now kahal ger lo yikri kol. A ger is permitted to marry a mamzeres. So the chatzi ben chayrin is a ger. Then the chatzi eved is also permitted to marry a mamzer. How do you know? How do you know that the chatzi eved is permitted to marry a mamzeres? The chatzi ben chayrin is mutab mamzeres. That's kahal ger like we call the chatzi eved is also mutab mamzeres. So Tosfos proves that it's already quoting more. So that was the kasha. Why do we have to have either the Eved violate the Yisr of Kili B'nei Yisrael Avodim L'Avodim L'Avodim, or the Odin violate the Yisr of the other Mem Tavod, and his Yisr essay, let the Eved, Chatzi Eved, Chatzchan, let him marry Mamzeres. So Tosfos says, that's not a good solution. The Harbis, Mamzerim, Yisrael, he's going to fulfill the mitzvah purity by having a lot of Mamzerim. That's not a good solution. So under the circumstances, the Tanoim came to the realization, under the circumstances, that's the miutara. That's the best you can do under the circumstances. Here in Shulchan Aruch, they point out there's a machlokes Tosfos in the Rambam regarding mamzer noisei shivcha. Is a mamzeres permitted to marry an eved or not? Tosfos assumes mamzeres is permitted to marry an eved also, and the Rambam holds it's not permissible. So maybe we'll start with that tomorrow. Then we'll wrap up. There isn't much more in the Tosfos. Then we'll continue on Amud Beis. Okay? Tosfos makes a lot of assumptions here. You've got to know a lot of assumptions.